This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Early mornings are still dark, but afternoon light lingers. It's amazing how quickly, after winter solstice, afternoons last longer. And though it is still quite wintry at our home in the grassland near the banks of the Ohahalote, late afternoon light is getting everyone excited. Who knows? A chicken may lay an egg out in the Mosquitie Chicken Retirement Community Cope. Old chickens lounge about eating good food and taking dust baths. You girls have the good life, I tell them. Would it kill you to lay an egg or two? Then I think, it probably would. Well, we'll be in the egg business come May or June, not because of longer days, but because a while ago, while driving through Benson, just a while ago, I stopped at a favorite feed store and bought the last chicks of the season from my friend Ed at his feed store. Ha! I shout at the old hens. Can you say broth? Anyway, all around our place, the birds are singing. It seems so early, but maybe it's simply celebratory singing about lingering light. I love curved-bill thrashers. I'm sure I've told you that many times. Sometimes they sing very softly, and when I hear one, I'll sneak around our yard trying to find the rascal. And I'll find him sitting on a branch tucked into a shrub, bill and throat barely moving, but singing away. Where in the world do they get all those notes, and how do they put them together so beautifully? Oh, and other times of the day, that yard thrasher will be perched high atop a power pole, head pointing up and blasting out at the top of his mimity lungs. And I shout to him, "You're the dude! You are the dude! Yay!" Oh, what else? I could talk about birds all day. I was going to tell you, I was in Bisbee recently. We live an hour from Bisbee. It's a pleasant hour drive, a few stop signs, really. You know, there are no stoplights in the Sulphur Springs Valley. Over the last few years, we've made many friends in Bisbee. It's so wonderful. And so it's nice when you get into old Bisbee to honk and wave as you drive through or stick our heads into a favorite shop and say hello to people we now know and we so adore. Oh, you know, I love the way the native landscape of the Mule Mountains reaches into Old Bisbee. So many oaks, you know, and native oaks, the emery oaks especially, and native walnuts and junipers and mahoganies and sumacs and agaves are all right there. They come right down into the streets and the sidewalks. It's fantastic. Oh, I mean, there are plenty of exotics, believe me. There are plenty of exotic plants and busy people and plants, I should say. Oh, my, yes, plenty, an unbelievable collection of exotic people and plants. But still, the natives catch my eye, and there's a spot next to a rock outcropping called Castle Rock. And in that spot, it's funny, because in that rock also I'll find, like, the native snapdragon vine, and oh, they're just cool plants there. Anyway, and in that spot at the base of Castle Rock is an old woody shrub that leans into the sidewalk. Sometimes city maintenance cuts it back. It's a sumac. And in the fall, it has amazing color, scarlet. And it has at the top of the branches are interesting hard white berries. Yeah. It's called Rhus radicans or poison ivy. Isn't that wonderful? One of the native plants of the mules is part of the old Bisbee streetscape. It's poison ivy. It's so wonderful, so wonderful. Rhus is Greek for sumac, R-H-U-S. And, you know, that's because sumacs are all around the world. Radicans, this specific epithet, refers to how the stems will root, and they will. I love sumacs, and they are in the cashew family. Anacardiaceae. Anacardium is the genus of cashew, by the way. And there are all these wonderful plants in that family. But listen, sumacs, or the rhus, like I said, are found all around the world. I think there are 150 species around the world. In Arizona, we have 6 or 7, including poison ivy. Taxonomists may have changed the name of poison ivy from rhus to toxicodendron, which means poison tree. But to us today, it's rhus. Yes, it is. And so, in old Bisbee, Arizona, and no doubt no place else, native poison ivy is part of the landscape. It is. That little town is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.